Jennifer Iskel is here today. She is the president of the SLEA Community Foundation of Northern California. We're here to talk about new regulations governing labeling for gluten in food products. Why is this important?
It's important for people who have celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity. A strict gluten-free diet is the only known treatment for those health conditions.
What is that condition and how widespread is it?
Celiac disease is an inherited autoimmune condition that affects 1% of the population. More people are also affected by non-celiac gluten sensitivity.
We've been seeing a lot more gluten-free this, that, and the other in marketing these days. Regulations are a further step. Why are they necessary?
Well, without them, people with celiac disease did not have the assurance that products that were labeled gluten-free were, in fact, gluten-free. Even a very tiny microscopic amounts of gluten can trigger the autoimmune reaction. So it's important that manufacturers have a clear standard to adhere to when making those products.
And the new standard is pretty strict, isn't it?
It is. Products must contain less than 20 parts per million of gluten, which is a very tiny amount.
So that's enough to be safe.
That is enough. There's a buffer of safety in there as well.
This has been a long time coming.
Yes, Congress mandated that the FDA create a definition for gluten-free way back in 2004, and it's been 10 years in the making. So it's a very important step that it's finally going into enforcement.
What took so long?
That's a big topic, why the FDA takes so long to do things. There was actually a lot of agreement on this. Industry was all for it. The public is all for it. It just took a long time to determine what exactly is a safe level and how to go about creating that definition.
Now, this applies to foods across the board, even in restaurants.
Restaurants are not technically mentioned in the rule. They are mentioned in the guidance to the rule that the FDA published. The FDA is, quote unquote, suggesting that restaurants comply with the rule when they choose to label products gluten-free. So they're suggesting it, meaning it sounds like it's voluntary, but at the same time, the FDA is saying they will enforce the rule with respect to restaurants. So that leaves a bit of legal ambiguity. For the most part, the industry, the National Restaurant Association, is indicating to restaurants that it would be prudent to comply with the rule.
The regulations specifying this labeling, when will we actually start seeing them in stores, on shelves, on restaurant menus?
Well, the regulation has been so long in the making that manufacturers have had years to come into compliance with it in anticipation of this rule. So most manufacturers of gluten-free products are already in compliance with the rule. Restaurants are not there. Their inclusion in this rule was a bit of a surprise, and the FDA has not provided much guidance on that, so that will develop over time.
It seems these days when you go shopping, you see the gluten-free label on things that you wouldn't expect there to be gluten in the first place. Is it getting a little bit carried away in some of these instances?
Absolutely. There's a big fad component to the gluten-free diet right now. A few years ago, people had never heard of gluten, and now gluten-free is everywhere. It's become something of a national punchline. But of course, for people with the autoimmune disease or another gluten-related disorder, it's anything but a joke. It's the only medicine. However, manufacturers and restaurants know that it's a lucrative market, which does help bring more products to the market. But it does mean that sometimes some odd things, like even water, can get labeled gluten-free.
Well, the important thing is to have the label where it's necessary, and it sounds like we're rapidly approaching that stage.
Yes, this is a tremendous watershed for this community.
Jennifer, thanks very much for coming in and bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you very much, Bruce.